how do we need to think? Because we need to think as the future business owner and then act in that way, not as where we are currently. So I definitely think that number one is the mindset. You need to believe that you can. So there might be some things that come up. There might be some money blocks that come up, or what's going to break? That's a really great question to ask yourself. My name is Samantha Riley, and this is the podcast for coaches, course creators, and experts who want to grow their influence, income, and impact to take their coaching business to $1 million and beyond. We're going to share the latest business growth, marketing, and leadership strategies, as well as discussing how you can use your human design to create success in business and life, inside and out. Create the influence, income, and impact you need to build your business so you can create your ideal lifestyle. It's time to make a difference and scale up. This is the Influence by Design podcast. Welcome to today's episode of Influence by Design. Super happy to be here with you for the very first Thursday episode of the year, where I'm joined by my co-host, Tim Hyde. How are you, Tim? Happy New Year.
And to you, Sam. It's great to be back. 2022, lots of opportunity and optimism ahead of us.
Absolutely.
I'm really excited too.
I am very excited too. Let's see some nice energy in the air. And I think that we're getting used to, you know, all the bad stories that are around, and I'm just kind of letting them wash over me and focusing on the positive.
That's all we can do, isn't it? And actually, I'm feeling super refreshed. I think I was having a conversation just the other day about what happened over the break, as you do at this time of year. And this year is the first time in, I think, 12 years that I did absolutely no work over Christmas period and did not open my email once.
Do you know what? This is very interesting because you and I hadn't actually talked about this. This is the very first Christmas New Year period that I've done absolutely nothing in 29 years. The very first one. And it felt really good.
I got to admit, though, it was pretty hard to get back into it.
I was actually, I was very lucky. The very first thing that I had on the cards as I came back this year, you know, it was an 8 a.m. appointment and I was dragging my feet, and it was an interview for this podcast, and it was so fantastic that it just got me off to such a great start for the year, which is fantastic. Let us get into our very first Thursday Sam and Tim episode. Today we're going to talk about 10Xing your business. Is it possible? If it is, how you can do it? And that's what we're going to cover. Have you ever 10X your business, Tim?
Yeah, I remember the first dollar I made. It was pretty quickly to 10X after that. But it's true though, right? 10X is one of these things, and I think it's one of these things in business that is bandied around really, really often as this, you know, this fabulous goal, right? I often try and bring people back and say, let's just focus on 2X to start with. But I think the exercise of looking at what it would take to 10X your business is a really, really valuable one. And yes, it's absolutely much easier to 10X your business if you're going from a $1 or a $10 base, even a $1,000 base. But, you know, if you're at $100, $200, $300, $700,000, $1 million in revenue, it is still possible to 10X your business. But I think there's a lot of thinking and process that needs to go into achieving that goal. Mm-hmm. So it is possible, but we've got to approach it, I think, with a very different mindset.
Mm. So I think about it a little bit differently to you, and I love that we do have different ideas, and that's what we're bringing to the show, that I think that if everyone thought about what their products were right now today, and if you were going to 10X those products tomorrow, what would need to change for your product offerings and what would need to change for your business? So I guess you did slightly mention it there. It's a mindset shift in how do we need to think? Because we need to think as the future business owner and then act in that way, not as where we are currently. So I definitely think that number one is the mindset. You need to believe that you can. So there might be some things that come up. There might be some money blocks that come up, or what's going to break? That's a really great question to ask yourself. All sorts of mindset issues there.
Yeah, it's really easy. You mentioned that. I know that you've recently shared with a lot of your network, Sam, your business planning tool, which mm-hmm. which is really, really awesome. And if you haven't if you're listening and you haven't gone through that, jump onto Sam's website. I'm sure it's there somewhere. I actually took my wife through that, right? She's now getting back into her buyer's agency business just before Christmas, right? And she hasn't worked in that space for a couple of years now in any, you know, meaningful or serious kind of way. And when we went through that process, we started with, you know, what do you want the ideal lifestyle to look like? And we just wrote down stuff that she wanted to be able to do. And then we put a cost against it. And then we kind of said, okay, that says you need to make $400,000 for the year. And she's like, oh, panic, right? And then ironically, I said, okay, I think one of the questions you ask in that document is, what does it look like when it's a number that makes you really, your heart really race? Mm-hmm. Right. And she's going, I don't know how we're going to do this. Ironically, we then worked from the other way and said, okay, if we were to do, what do you think that this team that you've designed could output? It came up to $1.5 million. And at the end of it, she's like, oh, $400,000. We hasn't achieved that yet. Okay, because we're only just starting out on that journey. But it's interesting to, again, change that mindset if you look at what's possible and what you think you can do. Just actually doing that thing for her completely changed her idea of what was actually possible.
Right? Absolutely.
And that outcome will be a 10x difference for where she's at right now.
Absolutely. And whilst she didn't make that 400,000, you know, she hasn't done it yet because you guys only went through the planner in December, she did make a sizable sum within 48 hours just from having the clarity of what needed to happen, or not just clarity, but the confidence of having the clarity. So we'll pop the link for the Thought Leaders Business Growth Planner in the show notes. If you haven't grabbed that, definitely go and grab that. It's mattthoreilly.global/plan.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the first thing is believing it's possible, because if you don't believe it's possible, you won't do what you need to do to make it happen.
Absolutely. Number two, this is a huge one for me. I think this is something that every single business owner, especially in the coaching and the service space, which you and I are in, Tim, is to think of yourself as the CEO of your business, which you are, but think about, you know, having, if you had a bigger organization, act like the CEO rather than the person wearing all the hats, which I'm sure we have all done at some stage. It's not just other people. We've been there too. You know, you're the bookkeeper and the salesperson and the graphic designer in Canva and, you know, all of the things, but you're not going to be able to 10X as that jack of all trades, I guess. You do need to be the CEO. You are the one that's driving the vision.
Absolutely. And I know for a lot of people listening, you know, if you put another zero on the end of your revenue from 2021, you know, that's going to put you somewhere in the 7 or 8 figure range, and maybe in the 9 figure range as well. And if you said, okay, what would the CEO of that company do on a day-to-day basis? It wouldn't be reconcile books. It wouldn't be, you know, it's probably not even going to be making sales calls in many cases. It's certainly not going to be doing a lot of delivery work.
Definitely not going into Canva.
Right? You're not in Canva doing the Canva thing anymore, right? You're not screwing around with your website just to make that little tweak. You might want to be able to choose to do that, right? But you know, the things that you're going to be doing is you're going to be doing more leadership stuff with your team. You're going to be setting the agenda. You're going to be looking at your key metrics to see whether the team is on track. You know, and when you start to look at it from that perspective and you go, how much of that stuff am I actually doing? If you're not doing those things, again, we're going to sabotage that 10X, you know, goal or vision that you've got for your business. It's not gonna happen straight away, but we do need to start to look at how do we transition into those things.
No, it won't happen straight away. But if you start to think like that person and just make small changes and start to act through who that person would be now, like act like that person now, it can really change the trajectory of your business quite quickly. As I mentioned just a little bit earlier, you're the one with the vision. You need to be the leader of that vision. You need to be 100% on point, checking in with your vision and your goals every single week, so that you don't get caught up in implementing some new shiny strategy or tactic that isn't in alignment with your vision. You don't need to just do that for your business, but you need to be able to share that with your team.
Yeah, one thing that that I've discovered in that process is how much my team has stepped into the void I've created by not doing it. And it's been really exciting and refreshing to see that, you know, just because I'm not there, they've actually, you know, I'm seeing a huge amount from of additional growth in them. And I know you have it with your team and as well, Sam, is when they've, when you've consciously decided to not do a thing and focus elsewhere, how much they step into that void that you've created.
Absolutely. And you did a great planning session with your team in December and you shared your strategy with me and it was awesome. Can you just very quickly give us a brief synopsis of what you did with your team?
Yeah, look, I set the agenda and I sort of built out a slide deck to take people through and, you know, even going through what our mission, vision, values and what are our key objectives for 2022. That's the agenda I set. What I didn't set was how we would go and achieve those goals. Mm-hmm. And I actually had my team go into breakouts. We did it via Zoom and we had to get the team go into breakouts and say, come up with a plan about how we're going to achieve that. Right. And if it's a good plan, I'll ratify it and you guys go and execute it. But as a result of that, they had a lot more ownership, I think, of actually making that outcome happen. And I love this, you know, we've got a sort of note here that we talk about, you know, about all progress starts with the truth, right? And some of that truth is that if I don't give them the opportunity to, I guess, own this part of the business, I won't get the outcome that I'm looking for. I have to be truthful with myself about saying I am doing things that I shouldn't be doing. I am the bottleneck. We do hear that a lot, right? You know, what's the bottleneck to your growth? Is you more often than not, and it's you doing things that you probably shouldn't be doing, and not giving people the other people in your team, I guess, the opportunity to step into a role.
That was just such a beautiful segue for what I wanted to share, is that our theme for this month with our team is bottlenecks, because this is the barrier to your growth. So this month, if there's any bottleneck from either me, Leon, any of the team, it goes straight into a Slack channel so that we can acknowledge it and look at it try and figure out a better way. I'd love to say that I've had a business with zero bottlenecks. I've never managed that. I don't even know that it's possible, but it is worthwhile always checking in and saying, how can we make things a little more seamless so that they flow a little more easily?
Absolutely. Number three, I agree with this one, Sam. This one's all around, ironically, simplification.
I think there's a belief that to 10X that things need to get more complicated. And they actually don't. It's the absolute opposite. It is about simplifying and making things easier.
Look, one way I want people to think about in terms of simplification, it's also around the clarity of what it is they're doing. I mean, clarity of your offer, clarity of how you're going to deliver a service, clarity of your systems and simplifying. You know, it is a little bit about simplification of those things, but it's also around that clarity of making sure that you've got the stuff, right? Be really clear about what it is you're doing. And as we know, Sam, as entrepreneurs, we're prone to shiny object syndrome and going the latest, newest, greatest thing that appears on the market. Sometimes we want to say, look, this is the one, the two, the three things that I'm going to do, and I'm going to focus down on those things.
Absolutely. And you know what else comes off clarity is actually confidence. And I think that is one of the biggest things that helps you to move forward and to 10X is, you know, the clarity is one thing, but then to get the confidence to make it easier for you to deliver or implement what you want to do, it's a game changer.
Yeah, I completely agree, Sam. I think the great thing about systems and the more you document your systems, the more likely you are to identify where those bottlenecks are and constantly come back to them. In my business, one thing that we've implemented is a before and after action review. All right, so system that comes out of the military, the before action is what do we need to do to make sure this is a success? Have we done something like this before? What are we expecting? How do we know when we're successful? And an after action review does a very similar process that says, were we successful? Why were we successful? What do we learn from this exercise? And what can we improve for next time? And going through that process in what it is that you're in everything you execute, you're going to get better at it each and every single time. And that's one of the things we need to do with our systems, because we know that there's an opportunity for growth. Just because I've got a system and I write document it once doesn't mean to say it won't change. Doesn't mean to say it's right the first time. But again, if I'm looking to 10X my business, I've got to constantly review and say, okay, where can we improve to continue to accelerate our growth?
Love that. I actually haven't heard that military framework before. I really, really like it. All right. That's number three, simplify. Number four, this is about staying in your zone of genius. This is so, so, so important if you want to 10X your business, because we've mentioned earlier in the episode about wearing all the hats. It's not possible to move into the 7, 8, 9 figures if you're wearing all the hats. It's just not. So you need to figure out where you're most valuable in your business.
Yeah. And again, being really brutally truthful with yourself about that. Mm-hmm. You might be the person doing the sales calls right now. And if you look at the number of, if you let all other things being equal, if you had the same average customer value, could you 10X the number of sales calls that you're mm-hmm. making in order to achieve that outcome and do the other stuff that you do as mm-hmm. well? Okay. The answer may be no when you look at that result, right? If it's, I can do that, but I'm having to deliver face-to-face consulting to clients as well, I'm going to have to do 10 times as much consulting if my price doesn't change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and let's face it, we don't want to be working 24 hours a day.
No.
So,
it's not the fastest way to burn out. It's not, you'll be dead with no sleep in a few.
Weeks.
I don't think it's very long. Yeah, I don't actually think it's only a few days if you don't sleep before you die. But anyway, we don't want that.
If anyone's got any tips about how I can utilize my sleep time for business, I'm open to those.
No, that's not what we're doing. We want to be taking work out of our schedule, Tim, not putting more in.
I know, I'm joking. But the reality is that we need to be very, very honest and potentially raw with ourselves about where we're going to make the biggest impact in order to achieve that goal. And some of those things that you do right now will have to get given to somebody else or some other mm-hmm. system or person in your business to make sure that that happens.
Absolutely. So we're not just talking about you working in your zone of genius, but on the flip side, what team do you need to bring in to take that, to take over those tasks that you're no longer doing? That's definitely where, you know, it loops back to mindset and being the CEO. You need to really start to think of your business as a living and breathing organism rather than just you.
Okay, so let's quickly recap those. First, if we want 10X your business, the first one is around mindset and believing you can. Second one around being the CEO and what would the CEO of this 10X business would do. A lot of that's going to come down to being leading your vision and leading your team. Third one around simplification and clarification, simplifying your offer, simplifying your systems, not necessarily making things more complex. And the last one, like absolutely being really honest with yourself about where you should be working in your business and where your real genius zone actually lies.
Absolutely. So if you've enjoyed this episode, please scroll up the top if you are on your smartphone and subscribe or follow depending on what podcast app you're listening on, and share it with a friend that you know would get value from this episode. Who do you know in your network that has a vision to 10X their business this year? Let us know what you've got from this episode. We would love to hear. What were the value bombs? What are you going to implement in your business this year? We would love to hear. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode, Tim.
Great to be here.
And thank you so much for listening. It's been a pleasure to be hanging out in your earbuds for another week, and we'll see you next episode. Ciao, ciao. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Influence by Design podcast. If you want more, head over to samanthariley.global/podcast for the show notes and links to today's gifts and sponsors. And if you're looking to connect with other coaches and experts who are growing and scaling their business too, come and join the Coaches, Course Creators and Speakers group on Facebook. The links are all waiting for you over at samanthariley.global.